Welcome to Carnation Currents. This is Amy Arrington, City Manager of the City of Carnation. Appreciate you joining me this evening to hear a little bit about what's going on in Carnation. And I thought for this program, I would talk to you a little bit about the state of the city. I had the honor of attending the Carnation Chamber of Commerce meeting here on April 25th, where I made a presentation, and I thought it was some really good information, and I know not everybody could make it, so I wanted to stop and talk to you a little bit and tell you some of the exciting things that were accomplished in 2018 and some of the exciting things that are coming in 19 and a little bit later. So the state of the city we do here at Carnation is really just like I said, it's a look at the most recent past and looking where we're heading to the future. And of course, I want to start out by recognizing the Carnation City Council, Mayor Kim List, Deputy Mayor Dustin Green, Council Member Jim Berger, Council Member Ernest Fix, and Council Member Jim Rebill. They provide really excellent leadership that really has made it very easy and possible to accomplish a lot of the things that we have moved forward with. So with that, let's start with Carnation by the numbers, just a little snapshot about Carnation, such as the population. As many of you may know, the population of Carnation is now 2,155. You can compare that to our 2010 census, where we were 1,786 residents. We have 999 accounts. Of course, just to clarify, only 818 of those are actually inside the city limits. You may be aware that we do have what we call a service area outside of the city limits. Most of the outside accounts are actually to our north in the Garden Tracks neighborhood, and then we do also serve some of the residences to the south of town. In 2018, we issued 25 single-family building permits. That was pretty much in line with 2017, where we issued 24. The highest amount of single-family building permits issued was actually in 2016, with just over 60 new houses. We have 11.1 miles of roadway that we maintain. We have over 15 miles of water lines. And again, if you remember, there's water service area outside of the city limits. So that's why that number exceeds the number of roadway miles. And we have 13 acres of parks. Now, one thing I want to start with is more what I'm calling the 2018 operations accomplishments. In addition to some of the things I mentioned with by the numbers, we worked diligently to maintain and improve our infrastructure. We are now performing regular vectoring of our stormwater system. This makes sure there's plenty of capacity for stormwater when we get those a little bit heavier rains. We are definitely committed to sidewalk repair. Each year, the council budgets funds that we use to go out there and try to address the worst of the sidewalk situations that we have. And this is something we're going to continue to do because you don't want to fall behind in taking care of your sidewalk. And just to give you a heads up, as we continue to talk, you're going to hear a lot about pedestrian support. That's something that the city council is really focused on. We have such a small, compact town. It's definitely walkable, so we definitely want to have a system to get people to and fro in a safe manner. The other thing that we've been doing for the past couple years, and want to brag on the Public Works crew a little bit, we have been performing crack sealing. We continue to perform crack sealing. What's exciting, though, is we had purchased a piece of equipment a little while back. We weren't really sure how to use it, and but due to the temperatures of the material that you're working with, it can be a bit dangerous. The first of the year, we have a new staff member that joined the team who had worked with this equipment, and what's really exciting is we're now using this newer equipment. I wouldn't say it's new. We bought it surplus from another city, but new to us, and he has helped work with the team. We are now using that newer equipment, and we have almost, you know, basically we're doubling the amount we can get accomplished. For example, we now have completed the list that we thought would be realistically completed in 2019. Doesn't mean we're stopping. We're going to keep moving forward and start working on the 2020 crack ceiling, because it's really important to take care of our roads, and we want to make sure that water doesn't permeate and start destroying them quicker than it needs to be. As you all know, we have two new radar signs on Entwistle. Hopefully you're all working to receive that thank you and maintaining the appropriate speed. We city council members have really stepped it up with their involvement this year with both regional and at the state level, which is really important to make sure that others are well aware of Carnation and we can hopefully get their support when needed. We also want to mention our excellent public safety services that we provide through our contract with King County Sheriff. We have a fabulous deputy, Scott Allen, that helps us out every day. And if you haven't had a chance, visit our website at carnationwa.gov. If you look at the city manager's blog on there, you will see I did a quick summary of our report that the sheriff's office provided at the end of 2018, and it talks about the numbers of what we're experiencing, our crime statistics, and they're really very good. We actually are very have a great benefit of living in a wonderful, safe community. So if you get a chance, check that out. And of course, another important thing is we continue to maintain the fiscal health of the community to make sure that we're strong in good times, and maybe as the economy might start changing, we're prepared for that as well. So just to want to hit some highlight of our bigger goals, some of our capital projects. 2018, we completed the Hawkert Park improvement. I think that goes without saying much. I mean, there's definitely great before and after pictures. And hopefully you've gone out on a regular basis and joined the park, but we are very happy with how those improvements have turned out. It looks great. We love the ADA accessibility element of it. So we're really happy that Hawkert Park is now complete. We did a major work on Morrison, both East and West Morrison this year. East Morrison received an overlay to help improve some of the conditions and also stretch out longevity. West Morrison needed a little bit more work. Anybody that was familiar with that street beforehand knows it was not in the best shape. In fact, it's looking back in records, we've been talking about trying to do something with that road for years now. So we were able to work, partner with the Transportation Improvement Board, where we received a 92% grant for the work. We totally reconstructed the road. If you haven't been down West Morrison, I highly recommend it because the project turned out wonderful. And you can see we have great condition travel lanes. We have now gravel parking on both sides of the road. We also now have infiltration to deal with the stormwater runoff, and also an asphalt pathway to again give that safe pedestrian way for the residents. And I have to mention, we were very honored that this roadway, the improvements that you see it, that is the plan for all our streets in the traditional Tolt Platte, which is the core rectangular shape of Carnation. We wanted to do something that kind of represented the old look and feel was back when they actually had boardwalk sidewalks. So that's why we did asphalt rather than concrete. But we were happy that we were recognized by the Association of Washington Cities. They actually got with us and did an article about this new road because it fits into a new movement that is really gaining some momentum called Skinny Streets. Beneficial not only for cost, but, you know, great environmental design. So we were really happy that that was recognized, and we're looking forward to moving forward with additional streets in the future as money comes available. Also, at the meeting, I want to talk about the revised development regulations that we did at the end, as part of 2019, it was about, 2018, it was about a 9-month process, a lot of public meetings, public involvement, input. And in the end, we all really created some great code. And again, these changes only affected our higher density zones, which is the two high residential zones, which are R12 and R24, and also our mixed use categories. Now, it didn't change the density. It just defined better code on how you will develop those type properties in those zones. So like R12 residential, there's a list of architectural features and styles and things that you need to do. So you just can't go in and build a big ugly box. There's got to be some style, some form to it. So we haven't had any projects that really have been yet developed or even started being developed with the code. But I think once we see that we will all be really happy with the product that we get. So we want to thank all the public that came out and to help us part of that process. It was a lot of fun starting the beginning with our visual preference survey. For those that weren't able to make it, basically we took a variety of pictures and you got a special little clicker and basically does it work in Carnation? There were some images that we all said no. There were some images that said, oh, that looks great. So we're really excited and looking forward to seeing properties in within these zones develop and how they're going to really fit well into Carnation. Other big project that we completed in 2018 we were really excited about was our water main replacement north of town. Basically, the lines in the Garden Tract neighborhood had basically just started to fail altogether. Service was still adequate, but we were going out, city staff was going out on a regular basis and fixing water leaks. And we knew that it was time to do something, and we decided basically just to replace, I think it was about a mile worth of pipe, just to get it all repaired, addressed, and up to code. So we were able to hire a construction company to come out with us overseeing it, and we're happy to report that project was actually completed under budget. We were happy to see that. And the residents there in the Garden Tracks neighborhood now have great and reliable water lines. Emergency preparedness. This is definitely something near and dear to the council. It's very important to them because, as you all know, we are subject to several different types of emergencies. Some can be man-made, and there also we have a lot of natural disaster potentials, of course, flooding, landslides, earthquakes, and the big one is the Tolt Dam. And maybe some of you listening are newer to the community, and we just wanted to make sure everybody knows that we are downriver from the Seattle Public Utilities Tolt Dam, which helps them provide water for residents through the regions. And if there is a breach, the dam, water would be released and it would come down Tolt River and come directly to Carnation. And depending on the breach of the dam, it could be quite catastrophic. So we want people to know a little bit more about it and what we have in place to help keep everybody safe and in that situation. First, hope everybody knows at noon on Wednesday every week, Seattle Public Utilities, or SPU, sets off a siren to test. So basically, if you hear that siren any other time than Wednesday at noon, you want to start preparing an evacuation and moving to higher ground, because with the water coming, it will be here soon, and the depth and the speed, you don't want to be down on the ground and in the inundation area. So one thing that we thought would be really important is to let's do a drill. What better way than just to simulate that there might be an issue and just have everybody walk up the hill, be familiar with the path. Also, hopefully everybody knows there are actually two paths. And let me back up just in case, again, somebody is newer to the community. When I'm talking about walking up the hill, if you look east of town, you can see a hill. And the city has actually purchased some property on that hill to have an evacuation site. So if you walk up the evacuation trail, which is at the end of 50th Street, or Tolt Highland Road, which comes off of Entwistle 45th Street, you can walk up to an area. It's, you know, nothing fancy. It's just an open flat field. There are some containers for the school district, and also the Red Cross so has something. So that's the area that we're talking about. And a lot of people we know aren't really familiar about it. We talk about City Hall, that the school, both the middle school and elementary school, do regular drills. So the kids know what to do, but not maybe the adults. So we want to change that. So we are working on a special event. I want to go ahead and let you know to please save the date. We are looking on Saturday, September 28th at 9 o'clock a.m. We're going to be doing a drill. We're still working on the name. I personally still like to call it the Tolt Dam Walk. Simple, it's what it is about. So we're going to start with maybe just doing some educational seminars here at one of the schools, and then we're going to break. Everybody should go back to the house, and then we're going to simulate a siren, probably work with our emergency either fire and the sheriff's office to simulate that. So we'll simulate the siren, and then everybody should walk up the hill. We're going to try to work on making it a little bit more festive, maybe have some food trucks and some other educational activities out there. So it's just really important for the community to be involved and be aware of it, because unfortunately, I mean, it's not likely, it's still a possibility that we could be under an issue where the dam has been breached, and you just don't know when it will come. If it's in the middle of the night, well, you know, woken up, knowing what you want to do and what you want to take is probably, you know, really key, so you can just focus on you and your family getting safe. So we'll be talking more about this as it gets close, but we're real excited about the September 28th Tolt Dam Walk, and we hope we'll see you part of it. The other thing I wanted to definitely talk to you about, and I talked with the chamber about, is we are in the process of updating our transportation improvement program. We have a plan, both a 20-year look and a 6-year look, of the transportation improvements that we would like to make. And this is something the city council reviews and approves every year. So it's updated on a regular basis. Now, this is a plan, and just because it's in the TIP doesn't mean that it's going to be done. It just means that what it's more about is we rely heavily on grant funding for our transportation projects. And if it's not in the TIP, or the STIP, the 6-year plan, we can't do it, because all the granting agencies want to make sure that you have thought about this and it's in your program. So if you're interested, we are having a public hearing coming up on May 7th on this issue. So please definitely come out, check out the agenda packet on the website. The big project that we're focusing on right now, of course, is Tolt Avenue, which we'll talk about in just a moment, and also some maintenance, some of the roadways that are a little bit older and need some help. Future projects that we're going to be working on, getting that grant funding lined up hopefully soon, will be the extension of Larson Avenue, the Larson Avenue is the street that runs by the wastewater plant and the temporary dog park. What we want to do is basically just punch out that road, keep it going to the south, and have it connecting to 40th Street. And the other interesting and I think important item that we've added recently is the sidewalk improvement. One stretch will be on Entwistle. We want to fill that gap that we have out just past Swiftwater, and also some sidewalk work on McKinley. Thanks to some new development, there's a really good sidewalk system there, and we just want to fill a couple of the gaps. So we hope to see you May 7th. You can learn more about the program and give us your thoughts. Communication is another big goal that I talked about with the state of the city. This is a very, very important subject to the council. And we do our best to use a variety of methods to communicate with the public. Facebook is being one. It's really fabulous that we as a community are really connected on Facebook. So it's a great way to reach the public. Our website, again, carnationwall.gov, has a tremendous amount of information. You can find loads of documents, of course, agenda packets, minutes, audio recordings of the meeting. There's the Mayor's Corner, which is now a quarterly report from our mayor, Kim Lisk. You'll see the city manager blog. And so please visit the website. You'll see a lot. Of course, we do our program here on Valley 104.9, which is always a great way to communicate with everybody. And a new program that we just started is the Coffee with Council. This is going to be a regular casual get-together with two council members the fourth Saturday of every month. So by the time this airs, we'll probably miss the one in April, but mark your calendars potentially for May 25th. We may have to adjust that with the Memorial Day holiday, but you'll always have two council members joining the public. There's no agenda. It's just more about the citizens. So come with your questions, your requests, and they're there to listen and to help out. So we want to keep moving and improving things. And one thing I'll just offer one more time is, you know, we'd definitely love to hear from the public. If you have any ideas or suggestions for a radio show, I would love to hear it. And I am very open to, even if one of the citizens, if you'd like to join me and talk about something, that would be great as well. Our community events are something that's very important. We're really excited to have such a tremendous support. We have for a small city, a ton of events. And what's exciting is so many of them are put on different groups or just residents, and they do such a fabulous job. So we're real excited and want to continue to support these events. So if you have any ideas or your organization you're with wants to do something, definitely reach out to me and we can talk maybe how we can help support it. Big project that we've been working on for multiple years, but it's really coming together, is our Tolt Avenue CDBG project. Again, for some of you that are newer, we are looking at improving the four core blocks of our downtown from Eugene Street north to Rutherford. It's moving forward. We are nearing the 100% completion of the plans, and we're finalizing some approvals and getting some grants lined up and hope to go out to bid end of 2019. With this project, it's going to probably be 12, 14 months construction, but we'll be reworking the travel lanes. We'll have concrete colored parking. Sidewalk will be increased. The bull belts at the intersections will be increased, so the distance to cross the streets will be reduced. The crosswalks will be better marked. Utilities will be going underground. And we'll be doing a lot with the furnishings. And the furnishings are really important because that's really going to be what we're going to use to mark Carnation's character. You will know you're in Carnation. Oh, no question. It'll start with the banners. We're doing 10 to 12 banners that are custom made, totally reflect Carnation. One banner is going to have the pedestrian bridge at Tolt McDonald Park. Probably we're working with a tribe to do a design so that the Snoqualmie tribe will be represented, and just a lot of other fun aspects of it. The benches will really reflect Carnation at the confluence of two rivers, and a lot of other fun little features that I think will really, I know it will make it a great project once it's all done. And then, of course, the last thing, one of the last things we talked about is the economic development. That, of course, is something really important to the council. We want Carnation to be healthy and sustainable, and having a great, strong business community is really a good thing to have, to make that a reality. So, of course, we're going to do all we can. We know that the Tolt Avenue project, once complete, will definitely be a catalyst for our downtown. We're looking at also updating our permissible use table. This is the table that defines what type business can go in each zone. It's a little detailed right now, which means it can get very restrictive. Sometimes, you know, the world is constantly changing. So it's just good to have it a little bit more flexible where some new exciting business can easily fit. And speaking of economic development, I just want to hit just a couple highlights. We recently had some economic development information updated, and some of the facts that it showed, I just want to share with you. As we all know, listening to the news around the world, we are aging. As the baby boomers start coming to retirement age, we see that older population is growing, and that is the same thing with Carnation. Just a quick fact, Carnation's population that are 60 years and over used to be 8% of that age group was the population of Carnation. In 2016, that moved from that 8% in 2010 to 15% in 2016. So it's really interesting. And the other thing that's interesting too is the household size in Carnation is reducing. We are now in 2016, over 50% of our households in Carnation were two persons or less. So, just two persons. I take that back. It's two persons or less because there's the two categories. So, again, we're changing just like the world's changing. So I don't think it's anything out of the ordinary. And the last thing we did talk about, we know we want to do a new city hall. It's not that's going to be starting anytime soon. It's probably the next 5 to 10 years, but it's something I just like to keep mentioning everyone to start thinking about, because as we move forward with that process, it definitely will be public and we'll want your input. So that was just a quick summary of some of the things that have happened just most recently and some of the things we're working on. And I hope you agree with me that, you know, Carnation as we all know, is a fantastic place. We're happy to call it home. And the future is bright. And there's still a lot of great things that are coming. So thank you for listening to me talk about all these exciting things here in Carnation. And again, I just want to stress, if you ever have any thoughts or questions, suggestions, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to us here at City Hall. We'd love to get your input. So thank you for tuning in to Carnation Currents. Hope you have a great day and keep listening to Valley 104.9.
Hello, late night listeners. Join me, Garrett, on Valley Underground for left of center independent and alternative listening Saturdays from 12 to 2 a.m. on Valley 104.9, your station for Northwest eclectic music.
Trade in those Monday blahs for Monday blues, and rock and roll, and folk, and bluegrass, and newgrass, jazzgrass, and Americana in all its forms. All killer, no filler. Join me, Tom B., for a weekly trip across the musical map on Roots and Riffs, every Monday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. here on Valley 104.9, KAPY LP, Duval, Carnation, and Redmond Ridge.